Do you see the cashless debit card as just income management by another name? What does the government say about this?
Yeah, sure. So the cashless debit card, of course, is income management. So the cashless debit card is about restricting cash, so that it restricts, and the assumption being that it will restrict the purchases of particular goods, namely gambling products, alcohol and illicit drugs. And so, of course, it is income management. Now, the government talks about it as not being income management by simply stating that it is income management, which leaves us scratching our head, because we do know that the cashless debit card builds on a history of income management in the country, and government evaluations have shown that, for example, the Northern Territory compulsory measures of income management that were introduced when the Northern Territory intervention came into effect and was rolled out post Northern Territory intervention, didn't work. In fact, it actually made people's lives much harder. So I do think that by just stating that it's not income management, the government's just trying to put distance between a program they already know does not work, so they can continue the rollout in other parts of the country.
In this kind of refusal to call it income management, is the government attempting to distance themselves from the ideological foundations of the scheme and its trials in areas with quite high Indigenous populations?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really key question and a key sort of point about the cashless debit card. And I think, you know, I mean, Andrew Forrest has claimed the card as a very key point of the Mindaroo Foundation's work, which is his not-for-profit, and has engaged very much in sort of the conceptualization of the card and potentially other sort of aspects. The Mindaroo Foundation had adverts on the WA television not that long ago, and has a whole website where you can sign up and sign petitions to support the card. So, you know, but I mean, more than that, the whole cashless debit card came from the Forrest review, which was Twiggy Forrest's review in 2014 of Aboriginal employment and training. So this was commissioned by the Abbott government, and Twiggy Forrest was headed up to take on that review. Now, in one of those recommendations was the cashless debit card, and that was an Aboriginal training and employment review program. So, you know, the rollout has been to include Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. That is true, but the areas that have been targeted have high Indigenous populations. And also, I mean, I think it's also worth sort of noting, it's very interesting to see that the kinds of discourse around the card has been one very much of community-led. So in the Kimberley, the East Kimberley, the people signing on to the card, the organisations saying yes for the East Kimberley to join on, a lot of those organisations have been Indigenous organisations. And so there's this kind of, you know, idea around that it's the Indigenous leadership that has signed on for the cards. But on closer examination, it hasn't actually been all of the community. A lot of people were excluded in the consultation. A lot of people's voices have not been heard. And we can see that a lot when, you know, even in the government's own evaluation, 49% say that their lives have been made worse on the card. Yet those voices are being discredited as, you know, well, of course people are going to say that because their money is restricted. And, you know, again, this very paternalistic kind of idea that they can't know better because they've got vices. That's why they're on welfare, which is really paternalistic and really derogatory. And so, you know, this kind of sort of idea that the community is leading it is not correct. And it's a lot, the truth is a lot more diverse than that. And we probably need to dispel that kind of idea that it's community led, because there's a lot of people in the communities that have been excluded and their voices marginalised.
Do you see further trials or a more formal rollout coming in the budget?
I think there's a possibility there could be stuff coming out in the budget in relation to it. I don't know, but I think, you know, there's definitely a... It feels like there's definitely an aspiration for further rollout. And I think we can see that just in the way in which the trials were extended the same day that the evaluation came out. And like I said, the evaluation was so poor and all sorts of data was in there that needed further investigation to even come to some conclusion that the program was remotely useful. A lot of researchers have now looked at that, have looked deeply at that evaluation, are extremely concerned by the conclusions that were drawn. So, you know, I think, you know, the political nature of the announcement to continue the trials, but then also the sort of the Mindaroo work that's been done to try and, you know, garner more support to lobby the government. And there's just been a sort of a sense of we need to continue this. I think there is a possibility that more trials will be articulated soon.